Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1847. What are you doing for fun? Yes, really. By Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey there, and welcome to another Sunday bonus episode where I share an article from one of the other podcasts in our network that I think will add some value for you here. Today's post comes from Optimal Relationships Daily, where articles covering all types of relationships are read to you every day. So with that, let's hear this one from Greg as we optimize your life.
What are you doing for fun? Yes, really. By Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. Our hobbies, our passions, and what we do for pure relaxation fuel and restore us physically, emotionally, and psychologically in the most efficient way imaginable. Those restorative activities provide care and nurturance for your soul, providing you with the energy you need to get through everything life throws at you. And yet, in our Parent Time survey, a whopping 84.5% of parents said they spend too little time on hobbies and personal relaxation. It's hard to find the time, sure, but the issue of time is ultimately solvable. By taking a creative approach, we can learn to nurture ourselves and cultivate our hobbies in short microbursts. If you love to write, for example, you could spend 20 minutes over lunch or in the evening writing haikus or journaling about your day. Or maybe you're a fitness junkie who's struggling to make it to the gym for an hour 3 days per week. But I bet you could find 8 to 10 minutes every day for high-intensity interval training, HIIT exercises, while your kids are napping or doing homework. Adjusting the mechanics of your approach to fun in small, consistent doses is the first step. The other shift we need to make is in our mindset. We need to believe that we deserve time for fun and that it is an essential component of a happy, healthy life. See if any of these three common belief systems interfere with your ability to make more time for fun. Number one, if I'm not taking care of someone or being productive, I don't have value. Many people are driven by a rewarding work ethic that leads them to feel irresponsible or that they have no value unless they are working or taking care of someone. That belief system is ingrained in our culture and can be hard to transcend for everyone, but particularly for women who easily fall into caretaker roles. Letting go of this mindset usually requires taking a leap of faith and experiencing the benefits of spending short bursts of time on your own hobbies, passions, and interests. You'll realize that not only did the world not fall apart, but you came back stronger and more ready to give of yourself to others. If doing something for yourself is too big a leap, do it for your family or your job. After all, allowing yourself the chance to be an interesting, well-rounded, and whole human being puts you in the best position to come up with creative solutions and care for others. Number two, taking time for fun is selfish and/or not fair to my family. Nearly every client I've ever coached says, "Oh, Julie, I would feel so guilty asking for time to do my hobby," or, "My husband will laugh me out of the room if I say I want Sunday afternoons for going off on my own to a museum." I get it. Truly, I do. But you have to find a way to make the case for yourself and for your family, because it's good for everyone. Consider making fun part of the values by which your family lives. Trade time for fun with your spouses, e.g., you'll cover bath time and bedtime on Tuesday nights if your partner takes Wednesdays. Or, if you can swing it, hire a sitter to come once a week for the sole purpose of entertaining the kids while you take the time to pursue your passion. Number three, work first, play second. Adulthood seems defined by this ethic. How does it develop? When kids are really small, all they do is play. Then at some point, adults intervene under the auspices of helping a kid grow up and say, "Okay, buddy, you can play, but first you have to do your chores," or "No playing until you finish your homework." The principle certainly has its merits, but as that message seeps deeper and deeper into your unconscious psyche, it can drive you to be all work and no play, which psychologists agree makes Jack a very dull boy. When there's major play deprivation in an otherwise competent adult, they're not much fun to be around, notes Dr. Stuart Brown, a psychiatrist and founder of the National Institute for Play. If you apply the work first, play second principle to your life as a parent, you will nearly guarantee that you have zero time for play. Your work is endless as you check things off your to-do list. More tasks are added all the time. But if you flip the narrative, if you start with play, you'll have more energy for work. When you have fun, time expands. If you need a little extra boost, remember this. What's good for your own mental health is good for your children. It's beneficial and important for your kids to see you pursue fulfillment beyond their existence. It teaches them that it's healthy and normal to have interests and passions beyond the immediate influence of their family. Kids want to know their parents are devoted to their well-being, but they also want their parents to be fulfilled and happy adults. And they're willing to sacrifice an hour or two with you if it means you'll come back to them happy, healthy, and present. You just listened to the post titled, "What Are You Doing for Fun? Yes, Really?" by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
A great read from Julie about the value in having fun in our lives, not only for the sake of our psyche, which is obvious, but also for the sake of our kids. Not only do they want to see us happy, as she mentioned, but they need to. Consider the constant lessons our children are learning from us from the get-go. Exemplifying work-life balance and showcasing not only the ability but the after-effects of finding joy, well, that sets them to live a life the same way, which of course is what we want for them, I would only assume. We are done for the week, though, folks. Thank you so much for joining me this Friday. Let me know if you've scheduled some time this weekend for one of your hobbies or a passion project. I'll see you back here on Monday, where your optimal life awaits.